Hello, everyone, and welcome. I'm your host, Lynn, and today I'm joined by our wonderful guest, Jill Lewis. And today, Jill and I are going to be talking about surprising myths about jewelry, your confidence, and fascinating style. How is your personal style and brand creating the impression you desire? If you get a ton of value in this episode, I would love to invite you to subscribe because it costs nothing to subscribe. Now, Jill has jewelry in her blood. She worked in her parents' jewelry store during college, attended the GIA, which is, Jill, I'm probably going to get it wrong, but I think it's the Gem Institute of America in California. Then went to Europe to study jewelry design.
That is true.
In 1997, Jill opened J. Lewis Jewelry, where she served clients and still serves clients by appointment only. Today, her retail store features a showroom with a custom jewelry creation studio. She takes pride in offering pieces customers can't find anywhere else. And 80% of her merchandise in the store is custom made. Jill, welcome. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for having me, Lynn.
All right, let's do that. Welcome again. Sorry. I mean, you just say hi. Welcome to the show. Sorry.
You poor thing.
So go ahead.
Yeah. Well, thank you for having
Jill,
me, Lynn.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Lynn. Thank you for having me. I appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Well, I'm really excited to hear all about this because, Jill, you're a premier jewelry designer. And what inspired you to get started? What's your backstory?
Well, when I, kind of like you said, when I was young, I grew up in the business. Both my parents were jewelers. And, you know, in the day I thought, oh no, I'm going to go out and, you know, do something else. And when I was in college, I realized actually, no, I loved being in the store and I loved being around beautiful things. And then I realized I actually had a knack and a talent for designing and creating jewelry. And so that's when I made the decision that I needed the educational background. And so it is true. I went to GIA, Gemological Institute of America. So anybody that's interested in becoming a gemologist, which is what I am, study of gems, you get a great vast knowledge in diamonds and colored stones. And then from there, I did study jewelry design, also got a degree there in that. And then afterwards, I did go to Europe and study abroad. And when I came home, I just dove right into my career. And that was actually in the early 80s. So, you know, from there, I just, you know, dove right into the business, both wholesale and retail. So I was brokering loose diamonds, colored stones, doing design work for other retail jewelers. And then in, like you said, 97, actually it was late 96, early 97, I decided it was time for me to go out on my own. And so I opened a small studio at that time. But at that point, within a year, my business just doubled in size. And so within 2 years, I opened a much larger studio that kind of was still appointment only, but people could walk in at certain times during the week. And that went on for 10 years. And 20 years ago, I opened actually a much larger retail location with a full manufacturing facility. And so, you know, if somebody wants to see me directly, that's where I will take appointments. But my actual retail location, which is in Bellevue, Washington, people can come in right now 5 days a week. They can walk in. But if they do want to see me directly, it's a good idea to call and I will absolutely make myself available to my existing clients, but new clients. I love to work with people And to me, it's still as exciting now as it was, believe it or not, 45 years ago when I started. So here I am still doing what I did then and all these years later.
Yeah. I mean, that really speaks to the inspiration that you have. And where do you draw from that inspiration to continue to create these custom client pieces along with your own signature collection?
You know, it's fun for me because, I apologize for that ring there. I'm in my office, as you all can see. So unfortunately, sometimes that little bell goes off. What's fun is, I get clients that come in that I work with, 30 years ago, and they might bring their children in now that are looking to get engaged, or they have family jewelry or grandma's pieces or aunts and uncles, and they say, okay, they're dated, and they'll come to me and say, okay, Jill, what can we do to make it more of a contemporary piece for my son or my daughter, or maybe even for them. And it's fun for me to look at something maybe I even did 30 years ago. And now I get to look at it and work with them and say, okay, what can we do to make it more current? And so that may mean let's dismantle it now, or maybe not dismantle it. What can we do to enhance what that existing piece is? And I still get it just as excited today as I did then. Or I will look at something because I travel a lot. I look for rare gemstones. I work with dealers all over the world. I look for gemstones that not everybody has access to. So when I have a loose gemstone, that's when my kind of creative juices get going, and I create every day. My jewelers are on staff, and so we create everywhere from the original design. Then we go to a CAD, a CAD is kind of an electronic drawing down to the exact measurements of everything that we're creating. Then we go to a wax format of what is going to now be kind of a 3D model of what that piece of jewelry is going to be. And then from there, we do our own casting, stone setting. Everything's done in-house. And so for me to start at that, ground zero to what that finished piece is, it's amazing. And for those custom pieces, I don't really feature those on my website. Those pieces are featured more on our Instagram and on our Facebook pages, because I find more people are following that for my business than on my website. Our following is more off of that. So, and that's where you're going to see more creative pieces.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm really curious because, of course, you have your own signature collection. Do you have a common thread of design in that signature collection? I mean, how do you take, account of trends or updating the collection?
Well, I follow trends for sure. I mean, you have to stay current. I'll get daily people walking in, and, I can see what the trends are doing. So obviously, when clients are walking in, I know almost what they're going to ask me for before they even say a word to me. And so I obviously, in the collections that I have in the store and what we're building, it's kind of funny. I can have somebody that walks in and says, well, I have a piece. I can literally look at it and know, okay, I built this in 1990, or I built this in 2000, or I built this in, I can literally look at jewelry and know literally the era of when I built it, because that's literally when those particular pieces were current. It's like trends. Yellow gold hasn't been popular for quite some time, although yellow gold is coming back. So, I tell everybody, you wait long enough, and trust me, you're going to pull it back out of your jewelry box, because it's like fashion. I have a young daughter who, right now, thinks high-rise jeans and bell bottoms are, you know, oh, this is new. And I have to smile and think, well, I wore those in the 70s, you know? So, I mean, I know we all can relate. So you wait long enough, it's going to come back.
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes I always have worn the gold colored or yellow gold jewelry because I prefer it. So, brings us to I really am curious because of all, do you have a favorite gemstone?
You know, it's funny because you could ask me years ago, obviously diamonds are, you know, if you had asked me what's my favorite stone, because I have such a great appreciation of diamonds, they are number one. But if you went to colored stones and you said, okay, Jill, what is your favorite colored stone? Years ago, it would have been pearls. I have such a great appreciation of pearls because of what that oyster produced, be it from a cultured pearl to a South Sea pearl, and just the array of colors and nacre thickness and luster and millimeter sizes. But if you went to an actual gemstone and, you know, at one point I was just this huge ruby fan. Well, rubies now are so difficult to get because your actual gem rubies are the Burmese rubies, which, you know, a lot of gemstones have a lot of political backgrounds. So right now, Burma is controlled by China. And so China is not letting their rubies out into the market. They're really controlling that. So it's created such a shortage. So, you know, then you look at other gemstones. So you're not really getting that vast array of rubies out in the market right now. Sapphires right now, I would have to say, you know, as I go through different trends, I'm a big sapphire person right now. So I even have to say that even my tastes change throughout the years. And sapphire, you know, a lot of people probably don't even realize, but sapphire comes in every color in the rainbow but red. So most people think of, well, a sapphire is blue. But actually, sapphire is yellow, sapphire is pink, sapphire is green, sapphire is purple. And so most people aren't familiar with that. So that is the gemstone that you can really think of. I could get in just this array of color. And so that also is what makes that stone so unusual. So right now, I would have to say sapphire is probably one of my favorites.
Yeah, well, and that actually comes to sapphires are a very hard stone. And so when you go about creating pieces for women and men who want to wear something every day, you know, sapphire is a great choice. But what do you take into account when you're putting something together for someone, a custom piece?
Oh, well, I will tell you, time after time, I will have couples come in, and if they're non-traditional and they want a colored stone in their wedding ring, for instance, and it happens a lot, and they'll say, oh, I love green, and I want a beautiful green emerald in my wedding ring. And the hair will stand up on the back of my neck. And I will just tell them, unless you are the most cautious person in the world, and trust me, I don't know one, because they're going to wash their hands with it on, they're going to want to wear it in the shower, they're going to forget, and they're going to grab clothes out of the laundry bin and whatnot. And I will tell you that emerald will not survive. And I've had men over the years, and they want an emerald in their ring. It will not survive because that stone is a 3 on the hardness scale, diamond being a 10, sapphire being a 9, ruby being a 9. So, you know, a good part of my job is to educate people on, you know, when you come in, you might have this grand idea of really what I want. Okay, well, absolutely. I am here to make your dreams come true. But I'm also here to make you really aware of how that stone or that gemstone's going to wear and also how it's going to last. And, you know, what I don't want you to be is disappointed. And I don't want you to come back a year or two later and say, Jill, you didn't explain this to me. And I bought a very expensive stone and you didn't explain to me how this stone, you know, didn't last. And the first thing I'm going to do is educate anybody that walks in. Because I always laugh. I said, I'm a walking encyclopedia when it comes to gemstones and when it comes to diamonds or building jewelry. But don't ask me about a remote control to a television, because I won't have a clue when it comes to that. But I can tell you everything you want to know about a gemstone, about a diamond, or about building jewelry. I know everything and every aspect that goes into that.
Yeah. So that's really interesting, because that sort of brings up some common myths about fine jewelry. And I'd love to have you share what some of those are.
Well, you know, again, I think most people, when they go to the average retail jewelry store, in my opinion, they're going to walk into, say you go to your local mall and you walk into, there's going to be a half a dozen to a dozen retail jewelry stores in there. And in my opinion, it's a chain store. So they're going to hire whoever they can get to work in that store. For the most part, I won't say all of them, but for the most part, they're not going to educate their sales staff. And they're not, for one particular reason. They don't want their staff to know too much. They don't want their staff to really educate what they're selling. And primarily because they're not selling quality. And I'm not going to pin every store into that, but I'm going to pin 70% of those stores in that, because they're there just to sell quantity, not quality. And so, you know, that's the key. And so most people go in there, and rightfully so, thinking that they're purchasing quality, but most of the time they're not. And so if they have a salesperson there that actually really knows what they're talking about, they would never sell them that piece of jewelry that they're selling. So the key is to the consumer is, one, don't believe everything you're reading on the internet, because again, there is so many there's just so much false information out there that it drives me crazy. But you know, if you really want to get good information, speak to a gemologist, you know, and it doesn't necessarily have to be me. I am a gemologist, but speak to a gemologist, because a gemologist at least is going to give you the proper information of the gemstone that you're considering to go into, you know, the piece of jewelry that you're looking for. And again, if you're speaking to a jeweler that is a manufacturing jeweler, my jewelers are on staff. I always tell everybody I'm OCD, because I want to make sure that every piece of jewelry is built properly. So everything we do is in-house. I am literally over my jeweler's shoulder from every process of the manufacturing part of, from the design aspect, the CAD aspect, to the casting, to the stone setting. And then I inspect every piece before it leaves the store. If it's a regular retail jeweler, they are not doing that. They are buying from manufacturers that manufacture mainly overseas. And so that could be coming from either Chinese manufacturers or manufacturers out of India. So they are not inspecting those pieces of jewelry. They're just coming out of a showcase and delivering them. So that's what sets us apart. We're just two different types of jewelers. So that's when I say buyer beware.
Absolutely. So, you know, for somebody who's either interested in having a piece of jewelry designed, or somebody who's actually interested in designing their fine jewelry, what advice would you have for them?
Yeah. First thing is, there's two ways to go. One, if you have stones that you want to work with, the best thing to do is to meet with a designer, or you can certainly call me and set up an appointment, because I need to see the stones that you have to work with. primarily because I need to look at the stones. I need to make sure that the stones can work together, for one, meaning qualities. But secondly, I need to measure the stones. I need to get millimeter sizes, because at that point, I can tell you design aspects of what will work, what these stones can go into, meaning are they the same size? Can we do channel setting? Do we have to go with a certain type of prong setting? What type of settings do we have to go with to make these stones work? Now, on the second part of design, if you're not working with existing stones that you have, you want to start at ground zero. Then I say, one, you could come in and we can discuss what you're thinking. Or two, start researching designs. If you're thinking, oh, I want a pendant, or I want a ring, or I'm thinking about a wedding ring, or I want contemporary, or I want freeform, or I want art deco. Kind of think of, you know, the theme of what you want. You can even Google designs. You can literally put that in the computer. Art deco designs. Single diamond, double diamond, sapphire art deco. You can literally put that in the search box. Literally hundreds of designs will come up. And you can just start looking at things and go, oh, I like that. I don't like that. Oh, I like this aspect. Literally print off or put on your Pinterest or whatever you like. I can literally look at that and you can tell me, you know what? I like the top of this ring, but I don't like the shank portion of this ring, but I like the shank portion of this ring. And we can take aspects of each piece and we can create your own design working from that. So I do that all the time. So it's kind of like creating your own puzzle, and I'm here to help you do that. And I do it every day. So, and again, for me, that's fun. I'm here to help you create your own one-of-a-kind piece. And at the end, what's super fun is when I get to deliver it. And I deliver pieces every day. And then when, you know, we open up the box and they go, oh my gosh, is that what I created? And I'm like, yeah, I mean, we got to do this together. And it's so funny. I get people that know me and say, I've never seen people so happy to actually give you a hug and pay you money. You know, nobody's happy to pay a bill, and they're like, they're happy, you know? And again, my background is the wholesale background. So I show people how to buy diamonds wholesale, and I show them exactly how diamonds are sold wholesale. And that's how we sell them. So we're more competitive than Blue Nile, or literally when you look at online how to buy diamonds. You don't want to buy diamonds that way anyway, and I'll show you why. But I'll show you exactly the best way to buy a diamond, be it, again, if you buy it from me or you buy it from somebody else. But I'm here to educate you as well of what you want and what you want to stay away from. So that's actually my passion. I've done this long enough that I really don't need to do it. I love to do it. So it's fun for me.
Yeah. No, you can absolutely hear the passion and enthusiasm in your voice when you're talking about it, and just your love of, you know, the jewelry design and the gems and creating that, and, you know, how you're creating that unique style, you know, and that unique personal brand for someone. So is there anything you wish I'd asked you, Jill?
You know, I would say that it's been such a pleasure to be here, but I just look forward to continuing this journey. You know, I would say people ask me all the time, you know, how long do I want to do this? And I will tell you, I love doing this. So, I'm found that I'm good at it. So, you know, if somebody wants my services and would love to have a quality piece and wants the experience, I'm here to help them out. So, and like I said, we have a large showroom. We have thousands of pieces here. And the best way to see a lot of our really beautiful finished pieces of custom pieces would be more so, like I said, to go to our J. Lewis Jewelry Facebook page or J. Lewis Jewelry Instagram page, because that's where we post more of our clients' finished pieces, because those are our start to finish ones that are just really unique.
Yeah. Well, Jill, thank you so much for sharing surprising myths about jewelry, your confidence and fascinating style. I would love for, you've just done that, but let's, you know, share with our listeners how they can find out more about you. So that's the jlewisjewelry.com and your Facebook, your Instagram page, Pinterest, and they can reach out to you directly through your website, correct? Or through any of your, or any of your Facebook.
Facebook, and our, or just reach out to our store directly, because, you know, I have a full staff here. We answer our phones every day. Or if somebody wants to reach out to me directly, just literally pick up the phone, call the store, and I will get right back to you. And you can speak to me directly. You can also reach out, on my email. You can post my email as well, which is jlewis@msn.com. You could just send me a message and I will gladly get right back to you.
All right. Well, Jill, thank you so much. And thank you to all of our listeners for tuning in. This has been, it's been such an informative discussion. So thank you again.
Thank you. That's my pleasure. All right. Have a wonderful day.